Tamanna shapum neerlega qootigikkara pinyaagaarsilagaatterlimniksulliwa piiraallakuma nakuru takma pinyaagaataqama inyuulakununnee suraqa lasilagaataqama nat makataorrarluma aorraqtaarseluma qobbaikkaarneeqama taatna taata оллаққаратақама маллик малликуни илишаатип лунгақаноқ нуллартарлермик нагақаа тарамақаноқ таматкунига пиниитник саварлермик нагақаа пиниагаартарбикаамик илишаатип лунгата нумаллик маллик малликлуу таатаа малликтиги лунга иличчоғайникапқаши маллик лаахлунгата нувога кисима оллаагаллерлим
Okay, maybe this one should have been before he started working with other people. Anyway, his father would follow him at his first hunting days. Like if they're hunting for marten skin, martens. Marten gwadlima khapveche. His father would follow him most of the time when he was learning to set traps and stuff like that. But later on, he started going by himself, backpacking.
Qaqvaitsiaq siititorniilaqama talanat makataorrarluma pilartunga si makununga sunut talaqpagnut kayortunut piñiilarneeqama avorngu narmuunturlunga pisukama ukaarmi taamma ukiivagiñuunniit naksamnik panapkaamiglu nervingmiglu nakkanniglu nanigaanniglu taamma qaniriilartunga Kekmepkit ni kata ucinik teku Papa kalau kekmekaktu Tema si Tebrumunga tema Nunagi sukam nun Tikiti aku Tapko Kandirat ke Tama tamunga napak kaslu Tupet Terangil aslu nga kekmec Angil kautip luit Angil kautip ni kapi Cuba nga nat makatau aslu Tebrumunga aslu nga Temi nilag bigikam. Tapa nesya pinyayak siligit nga ta nang ilalayang ukiwa.
Okay, and another thing too. He says him and his father only have one set of dogs that one would use sometimes and the other would use. So when he wants to trap for foxes and some other animals, he bring a tent, stove, and some food for him for I don't know how many months when he wanted to trap without going home all the time. So he takes these dogs and bring his tent, stove, and the other food, the stuff. He put them in his sled and take them there to a place where he want to be for these few months and bring the stuff there. And after he pitched his tent up, put his stuff away, he brings back the dogs because his father has to use them too at home. And then he goes again backpacking to this place where he pitched up his tent and start trapping.
Tawani tara pinyak kaklunga tara ma pinyak saray kemik piyakman ang ilal gitsaktunga ta na indiga umliklugu. Temmasi ang ilal kaklunga tara kikminyik eilgitlugu tawam na inyunik natka.
Come springtime, he would walk home again, probably backpacking little stuff. And so he gets the dogs from their home and go get his camping gear and brings them home.
Natara pinyasa taru wakut kek minyaga tangnai selam nunakla tuwakat nikslama kek minyaga tangnai selam nunakla tak nak inyum nasa tamara kek minyaga ma aseta konga galakslama no tamun taru kek me orla kama ilangani angilya sumat nanga tema pinyaku kama glang ilya kama ilangani ase Angilat kegaslumu kimi, tema ketundukan ikslumu pe amnuk, tema aglalek matami, aglalek ngesa tera, miki yurong ngesa ta nuk kek maulak amnuk, tatkanu kim yunuk, teru pinaksak managla maajmi angilal gitsak tauni tema ni.
Polka, he did the same thing, before he got his own dogs. So finally, he started raising his own dogs and got much easier, he said. So when he got his own dogs, then he started going out to Nunatak. He was married then and had maybe 2-3 children already at that time. And before they start schooling, because they're, you know, small, young, they take their children with them and go out to Nuntak area. He says they leave fall time and stay out there the whole winter and come back probably in March. Okay, and then when his children start schooling, they travel twice, you know. They stay out there fall time before school starts, and he brings his children back home for school, and he himself go back out again. When the days get longer, he's got about 11, 12, 13 dogs. And at that time, he never takes his kids out no more because they have to school, you know, steadily. So when he go out there early fall, he gathers some caribou meat, sheep, and brings some home for his children here in the village for them to eat on while in school. And he goes out there again. He said he could only sleep overnight one time, just once, and reach Nunatak from here. He would do the same thing from Nunatak to this village only overnight one time along the way. Yeah, he said his oldest daughter Magdalene was born in a place called Aniyak out there in Nunatak. Aniyak?
Aniyak.
So when she was growing up from a small child, she was raised up there. And she really liked that country. She used to really long to go back up there and see the place where she was raised. Now he said maybe she's less, I mean, forgetting about it. Not talking about it like she used to before. Yeah, he says he's been going out there with people that know that area up there and spend whole year long. And learned about that land from these elderly people that was born before him. That's why he knows the whole area out there. And he says that's how come white people come to him and ask for advice on how to go about living out there, in that area.
That kaum hotel kenyak pati gitu, kita mana? Kanuk iglek hotel itu tapi patikan kangennya tak kagruman nunam teknik agla kalau kawat cuma tenyer kesaga juga tak cuma penyaga lagi pun besok nakun sila pikpan.
Ii.
Kami tim misalnya aku tinggal lada ku besok udah persingnya dengan paluk tu.
Ii tim misalnya nak nak semalu sama. Mandi lakulu, not maktuwe kulu, korulok tukulu. Those areas we're gonna learn about, right? If we go up there. He says there's a lot of names that he missed when we were writing on the map. So he says that's probably when we'll point out really what name each places have. Please have. He said, helicopter would have been better than that float plane, because you can land any place, you know. So he says it might be good to just, you know, seeing from the plane flying, and he can point the places out.
Yeah.
And in the area where we're camping, maybe we can be a walking distance too, probably.
Yeah, we can get out and walk wherever there's a landing place, like mm-hmm. a lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dat va mulu sam milu ta pi yup ta tam na khandinga.
Eh.
Pinyara la pal.
Pisul gora pavi.
It's just that he's too old to walk, you know, so many areas.
Yeah.
Too bad there's no these little tundra vehicles that they use. Mako dari klero no di nyu lampe di nito di nasiran naku na yaro nagtat kani. Actually go really ba? Because he was at the age that he could be hunting alone now, you know, over there. From 18 on, between 18 and 27 now, he'll have to talk about that too.
Yeah,
that. Dat ramat 18 jaar lang nin, ze kan jij moni linja lang nu naglas zo te hoort ik zeg alle.
Zo moni linja lang nagla.
18 jaar lang nin, ze kan jij moni li avit zegla.
Eh, dat wat ik ook.
1927
me merak paluk tik
1927
me merak suk tar eh
niun
da da gaksi bar kunu bar he tar ta eh lan wangi yo da ta ke lin ta biro tem
Yeah, he said he pretty much know on how to live by his own before he got married to Laura. So it's 18. I don't think he remembers by years from there on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mana atau cuma ni dia amnu berlinyu naik lepuk, tak na tempat tiga lupa penyapan terlalu kok na lorwich.
Terlalu ili raksor.
Yeah.
He's gonna start from the time they were married already and continue on. So they got married 1927.
It's ready, yeah? Yep. It's Demi pasal kau tiga, demi pau tu tu betul nak lip lugu, terus ni lingit ni lelak atas lam ni, demi pau tu ni cuba lak tu betul ni shock, terus nak lip lugu liar lugu, pau nak tau ni, demi senyap lugu tu kahri kapi nak tau ni liar lugu.
Iya, When they got married in 1927, that was the last time they fished using those, the dam across the river. He says, like he was talking yesterday. So that's when he first started living with his wife's parents or his wife's relatives. And that following year, it was the first time he left out for hunting with his wife to a place called Ivisak, which is Redstone, I guess. I didn't. At that time, then he had his own dogs and his own sleds, his hunting. And he says his wife likes to sleep till today. So when he's trapping over there somewhere, taking her with him, she would even don't even know when he left for his traps. So he go without breakfast, just drinking coffee. That's all. When their dogs are running out of food, they went back to the village here. And the relatives, Laura's relatives, sisters and brothers knew she likes to sleep, and they asked her, how did you do when you guys were out there? Did you know when your husband left for trapping? She said, no. She says, when I get up, I go out and see which way his tracks would go.
That's what she
she would look for snowshoe tracks, you know, which direction her husband might lead. That's what she answered her brothers and sisters. He says it's a very good land because during the time you're back there to hunt, you can eat porcupine just right out there. Very nice country, he says.
Don't necessarily look at that pain. Tabane to Kurvane, Electiga Ovi government. Then Marie, Electiga, that Nangel Hotel Blue, that Nelkina of that. Okay, me electiga lugita club in your pursuit, that's it, or me penny, nummy. I'm a slugo, a mepishum at Nago, the cutter a million, panoxa did doctor or rum. That not slugo, or a mummy slugita club is a regate, meet nummy.
During the winter time when they're out there, when he caught a porcupine, he burned the outer skin, you know, the quilts and all that, right there where he killed it, in that same spot. And he says in the summertime, like right now, if you get a porcupine, you have to skin it. Because he said if you don't skin it, the quilts are just growing in there inside the skin, so you have to skin it out. Even if you burn it, I guess it won't. So you have to skin it in the summertime.
Tamara tamat kila kota tana ang lanak to tampo sila. Tapjo sibulata ukati kesa nikangan ilo kota ang nasalok upinagsa man ilo minigak to. The rock no runu tamat kunmat ulgi chaknikamat ilokotam biblioma. Atigayan wunga, atigayan naktit lu, kutrat mushat luit na, tarane katakitel gi chaknegati.
I love.
Monatigayan ilotigan. The rock, ketun rakakshapan. The rakakaparoni and noctakup lu. Tatago ilokotarona.
Springtime, the porcupines are, you know, pregnant. At that time, so when they kill a female porcupine, they take the fetus out. When you take it out, he says it's real clean, you know, it's not slimy or anything, it's clean. So long time ago, they keep these little fetuses and take them home. And when there's a family with a lot of girls or, you know, young girls, they use these little fetuses to just pull out their parka like this and holding the little porcupine by the tail and just let it fall through like this, through their skin and inside. I bet it's cold, and but they do that anyway. And when that girl is at a childbearing age, she can have an easy time bearing her kids. Because they say porcupine don't have a hard time having their babies. So it'll be the same thing with that girl. My grandmother had that done to her. She tells me that.
Tara ilokotaktaa mekitun huorakakami. Na yokluo itne yuoktin neyaksi lenyip yuokotigirahiyat. Tara ma anilgaagatakami. Na yokpilalakalakami. Tunnurami itna urgeilini makunakna pisiukaptitnik. Tunnuramme jotta ne chimiktele pyklugu ja teksi joku terunnit charia.
Okay, when a porcupine has its baby, she probably stayed with him for maybe a few hours and just leave her there, the little baby porcupine there. But she gets, what you call those, those cushion-like things that grow on trees. Okay, here's a tree, and then there's this. They call them tunnurak anyway. They're like pincushion things that grow in birch trees. Yeah, those kinds. So the mother porcupine. Yeah, they're soft when you pinch them. So the mother gets that kind of thing from a birch tree and leave it there with its baby for it to eat on. And just leave it, not come back to watch it.
Then my God, not unik nyame tunnu ramu neslaslu kanu tutu nisi magala kami uttakip lugu asi teme tunnu ramu tak nak ramu sule neslaslu kicariga
walik
dayok lugu gore ne pip iwok tinde leche nakarige
sugu the mother would come back once in a great while to check, see if that thing what she got from the tree is gone, and then she would replace it with another one and then leave the baby again, but it don't stay with it all the time. It just comes back once in a great while to see if the food is gone. So that's the reason why they bring that little fetus home to do that to a girl. And the girl's child won't even have a hard time when it's raising up, you know. Because see how the mother treats the little baby porcupine? And that little porcupine grows up by itself, just like feeding on by itself. And maybe that's how a child would react.
Right. nakahunuk at pamane kasi makahunuk ukiwak upinakasakman o makuhurakman silibigin makmamani lang na nun upinakikyalgityo kikwala akunuk ilakahunuk agla inyong nagsari.
Okay, after they stay at Ivisak that winter, come springtime, they went out to a place called Gugrok. It's little this side of Selwick, he said, in that area over there. But he said there were other families too that went with them. He says Gugrok, this Gugrok, the river, flows to Selwick. And when they got done muskrat hunting at Kugra, they start backpacking, and their dogs would backpack too with them. So that's these other families that were staying with them. And then they would reach to that camp down there, sun camp, where their parents are living, and stay there with all their muskrat skins. So they travel to Gugrok with dogs, and then when they're leaving Gugrok, they backpack with their dogs too. Two times they went to Gugrok and backpacked the same way he was saying a while ago. But then later on, while they were at Gugrok, he built a raft. And then they raft to Selwick, which is a village called Selwick now. And then from there, they leave their raft there and go down to Kotzebue with other people that had boats. And come up here through Kobuk River, down to Sun Camp. So they go Gugrok, Selwick, Kotzebue, and then Sun Camp.
Tabung aningam nun patkurat ko nun pinre yakam nun terusnya juga ko numar lokota teramu beli mon anglay banro nik kalit kata orang lebih silang ni banro kahotik tapko terat dasi terbau nun tak jadi lunuk terat terakul leip lugu tagumat kebal lagu sakam nuk seno
19 what date ma pinya
mata mani sama
ubat aku pesimik yang ni walung nak sok tahu ni 1935
mata mana lambik pe ubat pesi besok kata orang lek jauh tak melu wa tahu nak share tu waglan ubana tenya tu wa katin ubat bekerok tamani
1937 mi buat kan di marokin
Tasam mata mani, ama kata kaya ubatnya, tema tahu ngendak saya kamu taman.
Tera kinyul lang meka piakti.
Tera tahu ngawok sa kamu.
He says about 1937 when after my husband was born, because his mother was backpacking him. That was the last time when they went out to Selwick River, and. Almost at the end of Selwick River was his brother that spring camping there in that area. So they stayed with him at that time.
There are what a money 1937 people were so what that Nakahono over the go, Utehono, Monga, the Takanani in Napta, the Papagalito Horokaran.
And after they stayed with their brother, they all went to the village of Selwick. He said there was his brother had a outboard motor then, so they attached this motor to the raft and went to Selwick. And there might be a river going connecting to the Kobuk River, so that's how they went. And went down to Sun Camp, that area, coming back this way anyway. So at about the year of 1937 was the time that his father died. 2 years after his mom died. Remember 1937 was their last trip going towards Selwick area.
Wanga kesema kau ngarah tunga tamat magla.
So from then on, they both don't go anywhere from then on. But he said he himself go out to Nunatak to hunt from that time on.
Kauma aglana mipa no tamun tara akul leip lugule tatkana kshek tuguk amitalo bonga kishima tatkani tame tatna pitoho mir kichotigan kanner nyeganga aichkoplone tatkauma okune tara wasi aichlugu tatkana tatkani itit lunuguwa Teng inya unu metalet panik buk irumnya elam kita kita nukar nasok. Tengok bakul lagi kita bakul lipu tatkanik seru tinggi katamne. Ejak lagi agla tat kesut nami tatkanit taulak. Tengok ni tera angila dah jasip migulu takupe. Tera
1946 mi pinjek suhu magatenya 46 mani maru.
Ella. Tello kinyukit ni wan ni marok tara. Demon.
At about 1946 was he said there were some guys that went here to the village from Nunatak that were hunting, and his wife was here, but Joe was out there. So his wife told these guys that were coming back out to Nunatak to tell her husband to go get her so that she can spend some time with him up there. So they stayed up there together for the last time at about 1946. That's when their first grandchild was born, Ella, their oldest daughter's daughter. She was born while they were out there. She's the same age as I am, his granddaughter.
Every year, that
From then on, from 1946, his wife never followed him again to go out there, but he went out there by himself for I don't know how many years till he was too old to go back out
there. 65, 64,